every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard into the night, into the morning hours. It is a little, a jump on a weekend edition, give you a little bit of a Thursday and a Friday mixture here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell along with Dominic Jimenez as we will talk the world of sports. We're going to jump, I won't say headlong, but we're going to stick our toe in the NFL preseason waters with Noble Burkhead, who is a good pal, Purdue alum, which I do hold against him a little bit, but not really. Noble's a good guy, and he's going to help us break down, not the whole AFC South, but, you know, the Colts on Thursday night, they play Baltimore, you know, and then you got a bevy of games. You got the Patriots and Commanders, a whole bunch of games. So, you know, the preseason, look, I watch very little preseason. I do. You know, you don't see the starters. We'll probably see a lot of Daniel Jones, a lot of Riley Leonard, the Notre Dame kid, maybe even Jason Bean, the kid from Kansas. They have four quarterbacks in camp right now, do the Colts. And you're going to see Cooper Rush, and you're not going to see Lamar Jackson. Yeah, and you understand why. You're not going to put your franchise centerpiece quarterback out there and lose him to a freak injury. So that's just it. Now, will they get a few reps before the curtain rises on the 25-26 NFL season, of course. So that's where we'll start, but the baseball cannot be ignored. So we will dip into that, sweep the bottom of the hour with that. You know, the WNBA, like I said, we're heading towards playoff time. You know, the whole Caitlin Clark thing, and I'm into it. Full disclosure, of course, college football too, so we're not going to shun that either. And we'll double back next week with Mike Griffith. We're going to continue our series of installments preseason college football. And before you know it, folks, it'll be gone. I mean, here in the Midwest, the Iowa State Fair unveiled today. It's a big deal. It's not the Texas State Fair. I don't even know that it's the Minnesota State Fair, but or Wisconsin State Fair, but it's big and big acts, and so it's some fun. We'll toss that around next week, perhaps. So that's where we get going here with Dominic Jimenez. I am Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. We're heard across the country. SportsByline.com. Go to SportsOvernightAmerica.com. Click on Listen Live, right? And also tune in Simple Radio and iHeart Radio and American Forces Radio Network. We get it going. Noble Burkhead, some NFL talk coming up here.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, we are Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline across the country and around the globe. iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, American Forces Radio Network globally. Marty Terrell along the way. Do a little weekend edition football primer. Let's get him in here. Noble Burkett, our good pal. You heard him last talking about Hulk Hogan. God rest his soul, R.I.P. Hulk Hogan. And welcome aboard, Noble. How are you?
Hey, Marty. I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm ready for some football. I don't know how much I don't know how much preseason football you watch, but I dip in. But you know, your beloved Colts will tee it up tonight at M&T Bank Stadium in the Inner Harbor of Baltimore, and away we go. What are you looking for tonight? First glance. Let's start with the Colts. What are you looking for? Are we going to see Daniel Jones? I mean, we're not going to see. Well, I don't know. Maybe we see Richardson. Let me hear what you have to say.
Well, 100% you're going to see Richardson because he's getting the start, and they're supposedly playing him for like a quarter and a half. So everything for the Colts, especially in preseason, is going to be about the quarterback play as they have this supposed quarterback competition going on between Richardson and Jones. And you know, I think that the idea is I think they want Richardson to be the guy. And so I think it's a sign of a point in the right direction that he's getting the start tonight. And then they'll flip-flop next week. But the key for Richardson, he's got to go out and prove that he is worthy of that spot. I mean, he's going to be playing against probably the Ravens' second-team defender. So in theory, mm-hmm. he's got to be able to go in and pick those kind of guys apart and have a great showing. He's had a good training camp, but, you know, practice is one thing and playing is another thing when it comes to real games. And the other issue that he's had is staying healthy. So we're going to have to kind of see how that all plays out. But, yeah, the quarterback position is the glaring weakness with the Colts, and they've got to find some consistency and some production there to be anything good in the AFC South and AFC in general.
Yeah. Hey, let's put some context behind Richardson getting the start. Good job out of you bringing that to the fore. My question to you is this. Is the fact that he's starting and playing up to, you know, I mean, a quarter and a half of football, which is, you know, almost 23 minutes of football, is that a good sign or a bad sign? And when I for him, because if you're the and we know there's a quarterbacking battle going on there, so he, I guess he goes first, and they do want him to succeed. But it would almost be better if he wasn't playing, because that would be, you know, almost a hint that they're trying to protect him and keep him from being hurt. So is there anything negative about him getting the start if you're Anthony Richardson?
You know, I think in just general, he needs reps because he's been hurt a lot. he just needs to be out there and seeing different things and maybe building his confidence. I mean, nothing would be bad about him going and just tearing up the Ravens defense for a quarter and a half. 100% it'd probably be their second team defenders, but I don't see any issue with that. The worst thing that could happen is him to go in and throw an interception or two and play poorly against these second team defenders. And so that would be the biggest downside that could come out of it. But I think getting him reps in general, the guy, people don't realize like how young Anthony Richardson is. He's 2 years younger than like Bo Nix, and then I think Jaden Daniels, I think some guys that are just freshly into the league. And he didn't play a lot of college football and played very little high school football. So the guy just needs experience. So getting him experience is, I don't think, a bad thing. But again, you know, what does it mean ultimately when you're playing against backup defenders? You know, he's got to do well because that's what the expectation would be. Anything less than that's going to be disappointing, and so let's hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I didn't realize the age disparity. That's interesting. Noble Burkhead chatting with us on the World of Football here, NFL. One more on Richardson. Look, I loved him at Florida. I mean, I think he justified the pick, but so far, you know, like you say, injuries. It's been an injury-marred start to his professional career. But if he were not to get the start this year, if he were to get beat out convincingly, would there be a general sense among Colt Nation that they might have blown it and that this guy might be a bust? Would they go that far yet or no?
I would think so. If he doesn't start week one, I think it's the end of that experiment. Assuming it's not a health-related issue, it's more of a performance-related issue. You know, your Ursae passed away over the offseason. His daughter's taking over. You know, I know it's still family, but it's kind of a change of ownership to a degree. It probably is a good time to reset. But the good thing is, I mean, the Colts have a really good roster of players, assuming they all can stay healthy. If they can get anything out of that quarterback position, I mean, Daniel Jones even has a chance to have a Sam Darnold type resurgence. Like Sam did with the Vikings, if he has to go in there and play. I think it's just a better situation. He's out of the limelight of New York City. Indianapolis probably a little more friendly town to play in. So I wouldn't be disappointed from a wins and loss perspective seeing Daniel Jones come in. I do think he has some talent there. But, I mean, Richardson's really the guy. That's Shane Steichen's offense is built for a mobile quarterback like Anthony Richardson. And so, you know, it may be if he doesn't work out, Richardson, it might be a whole clean the house, start over with the coaching staff and, you know, a lot of the players.
Interesting. All right, one more on the Colts, and I want to look at the AFC South a little deeper. What about the Colts defense? I mean, here we are in camp, and I see a lot of red ink. DeForest Buckner, Alubi, Franklin, Jalen Carlisle. You've had Ibukam, Jalen Jones. You got Whaley, Wally. I mean, how many – do we have contract situations here? Do we have guys that are just dinged up? What's the story with the defense that has a lot of question marks next to it?
Yeah, I mean, that's been their biggest issue. You know, they went out and hired the Bengals defensive coordinator last year. They just were not getting any production defensively. They went out and got, Cam Bynum from the Vikings, and they picked up, I'm missing his name, the kid from the 49ers, that corner. So they've made some upgrades there. And, you know, they've got Latu, who's a first-round draft pick last year on the defensive line that had some real promise last year with pass rushing. And so, the pieces are there. But you also got to play complementary football, and you got to have an offense that stays on the field and doesn't go three and out and keep putting your defense out there. That was a lot of their issue last year. I think they just were out there too much. And so if they can – you know, get some production offensively and put together some drives and you know, playing from ahead, that changes the defensive plan and can make your defense look a lot better. And so hopefully there's a little more complementary football here in the future for the Colts.
All right, so here's how I'm seeing the AFC South right now at first glance. What I see is potential where we could have a black and blue division where this could be, I mean, if you're an 11-win team, holy smokes, 10-win team is still going to be great. Are we looking at potentially a very parity-laden South, or do you think there's going to be some separation? Maybe Houston will put their neck in front of everybody else. What do you think?
Man, Houston looks like the team, though, you know, I don't know. People seem to think that Stroud took this step backwards last year, but, man, they seem to have the roster of guys, and they've got to be the favorite by far. But then you always kind of look at Jacksonville, and it seems like, boy, they either get on hot starts or slow starts, and they come and kind of get back in the thick of things, or they fall off. And, you know, they pay Trevor Lawrence big money. And you know, it just seems like it hasn't really shaken out the way they wanted it to. But I always feel like Jacksonville seems like they have a good squad. And then Titans are probably the biggest wild card, having Cam Ward being their starting quarterback. You know, are they starting over, or is Cam Ward able to come in and have a Jane Daniels type rookie year? And who knows, the Titans could be something. So, yeah, it's an interesting division because, you know, I was just kind of looking in general, you know, who is the worst team in the NFL going into the season? And a lot of, you know, rankings will have the Titans in there, but, you know, you just don't know until you kind of know what you got at quarterback, and who knows what Cam Ward's going to be like. And, you know, maybe they are the worst team in the NFL, but you just never know.
Hey, Noble, you know what's weird? Their first two divisional games are both with the Titans. Sunday, the 21st of September at Tennessee, and then they go to L.A. to take on the Rams, Vegas at home, Arizona home, the Rams on the road, or Chargers, rather, and then they get Tennessee again. They play Tennessee and get them out of the way first two games. That's a weird schedule. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, it is a very weird schedule. Typically, they've been starting with a conference game every year. The weird thing about the Colts, and I'm not sure how many week ones they've lost, but I want to think it's like the last 10 week ones they've lost. So they just got to get over the hump of week one. They play the Dolphins at home. Definitely a winnable game. I mean, Miami's obviously been a good team, but they've had their challenges the last couple of years. And being it's a home game, I think this first game of the season says a lot about the Colts season. If they can find a way to win that game, then, you know, they week two, they're home against Denver. I mean, it feels like a team they could beat as well there. But you lose week one, I mean, shoot, they could be 0-5 before you know it.
Yeah, here you go. Don't be saying that. You start thinking, whatever you think about, you bring about. So be careful. Listen, good catching up with you, brother. We'll see you on the golf course or at the clubhouse. Thank you very much, Noble Burkhead. Thank you so much.
See you, Marty. Have a good day, bud.
All right, buddy, enjoy the game tonight. He'll be watching it locked and loaded. He'll probably watch the replay NFL Network tonight as we roll into a quasi-double dip of a weekend edition here on Sports Overnight America. All right, we're looking at some of the other preseason action that'll, you know, jump up here and be on our television viewing. We'll do that. We'll get into the baseball and a whole lot more here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Talk of the world of sports here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Byline USA, Cross Country, Tune In, Simple Radio, iHeartRadio around the globe, American Forces Radio Network. And away we go. The one thing I wanted to get just to kind of mop up after Noble Burkhead talking Colts and talking the AFC South. I tell you what, this tight end, for you fantasy football players, Tyler Warren, he is the real deal. Kid out of Penn State by way of Mechanicsville, Virginia. He is a absolute stud. I think he's like 6'5", almost 260, but man, can this kid play. He tore up the Big Ten. I mean, he absolutely tore it up. So Richardson, if he gets the start there with the Colts, that is going to be a target. That division, I think, is going to be a little more snug than people think. I think we've got a little bit calmed down on the Texans running away and high. I don't see a 13-4 team. I just don't. 12-5, okay. Then they're going to win the division probably by 2-3 games. But no guarantee. The one variable that you never know is the injury situation. You don't know. And Stroud could regress because he had a hell of a year. I mean, he had an unbelievable year. But it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. All right, a couple things. You got the Commanders and Patriots coming up Friday night in Foxborough. And, that's an interesting spot. And here's why. Because, first of all, and again, I temper it. It's their first preseason game. But I say it's interesting only in this context is these are two teams that, the Commanders were, they were fun to watch last year. Jaden Daniels was just fun to watch, and make no mistake about it. Now they've had the contract distraction with McLaurin and some of this other stuff. So, that's just part of it. That's the stuff you get in July and August through camp and then the first, and again, we only have 3 weeks of the preseason football, thank God. It used to be four, and in some cases, teams played five. I mean, it was crazy. So, anyhow, but the Commanders and the Patriots both are, and more so the Washington Commanders, their fan base gets to dream a little bit. They get to fantasize a little bit about, what this season could be like. Now, again, is it going to be a regression by Daniels? It's possible. I won't say likely, but it's probably it's not a 50-50 proposition, but we've seen it countless times. But that game, the Patriots have, a situation at quarterback where they think they got the right guy. They may have the right guy, no pun intended, with Drake May, but they may not either. And so we, you know, the jury's still out. We haven't seen enough. And, you know, again, the talent is there. But how many times have we seen high draft choices, talented quarterbacks go bust? And I'm not suggesting that. He doesn't have the supporting cast, I'll tell you right now, Richardson with the Colts and some of that other cast of young quarterbacks. I mean, Stroud does have great weapons in Houston, make no mistake about it. But it'll be very interesting to see how the Commanders get out of the chute this year because, listen, they were scoring at will. I mean, they really and truly were. That offense was – it's an understatement to say a high-octane offense. They were absolutely phenomenal at times. And they ran it. And it's not that they defended as much because – I'm trying to remember the game late in the year, but it was – I don't think it was a playoff game, but – you know, it was a game they came back and won, but I want to say it was like 43-42. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, it was crazy. They were up 8, or they were up, you know, 2 touchdowns, then they were down a touchdown, down 10, came right. I mean, it was just a topsy-turvy game. It reminded me of, you know, a game one time, and I'll never forget it, and it was, I'm pretty sure, a playoff game, and that was, you know, Peyton Manning and the Colts against the Chiefs. Not one punt in that game. Not a one. Think about that. And I mean, there's been others, but not a lot. I mean, you could probably count them on 2 or 3 fingers. But, yeah, so Commanders, Patriots, you know, will start to answer some questions. And if, you know, if your team looks great, either the Commanders or Patriots, then the fan base is going to get a little bit of tickle in their belly and get excited. And if they look bad, it's going to be not Groundhog Day, here we go again, but it's going to be more of a case, we need to see more. And, you know, again, preseason, you don't have that much of a window to really, you know, make some astute observations because there's just not enough of a sample size. All right, Browns, Panthers. You know, it's going to be interesting. So Shador gets to start. Carolina is the team that you know, their fan base wants to believe. They believe that, you know, that Bryce Young was a victim or a result of a total rebuild, not enough offense of diversification to put him in a position to where he didn't have to shoulder all the pressure. They were very reliant on him and they did not have the cachet nor the supporting cast. So, you know, they are doing a nice job of rebuilding. You got to give the Panthers credit. However, it's going to come down to the field. It's going to come down to the, you know, how they play. And obviously, ultimately, the W and L column. Wins and losses. That simple. So, but they get a chance here, you know, at home. And then the Browns come in with a little bit of, you know, a little bit of cachet with the Sanders kid. I think that, you know, there'd be some real interest in that game. Insofar as preseason football is concerned, you know, we're getting our second look at the Lions. And again, they'll be in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. You know, we all know this. Detroit is going to be hard pressed, very hard pressed to duplicate. It just is. I mean, it's just historically speaking, it's going to be very hard. That being said, do I think they're well coached? Yeah, at times. Is he a riverboat gambler? Dan Campbell late in games? Yeah, we've seen that. And a lot of people like that. They love that. Go for it. You know, go for 2. You know, just basically roll the dice. That, I mean, he comes from a unfettered, no fear of making a mistake or being second guessed. He doesn't mind it. He goes with his gut. And I, you know, listen, there's a lot of baseball managers. There's a lot of coaches. They go by the book. They play it close to the vest, very conservative. Conservative and close to the vest will never be used in describing Lions coach Dan Campbell. He loves to push the envelope. And you know what? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, and that tends to be streaky, you know, 2-point conversions. You know, you can get him pretty easily because he's got Gibbs. He's got some guys that, you know, that can get that ball into the end zone from 3 yards out. And he's got a quarterback, Goff, who's pretty good on a rollout. He's not the most mobile quarterback in the world. But, you know, listen, Campbell's not going to change his stripes. He just isn't. There's not a chance. So, anyways, that's where we go. And that's Friday. Then we head into Saturday, and you get a whole bunch of action. I guess the one that I would highlight Saturday afternoon for East would be Texans, Vikings, you know, Giants, Bills, downstate New York, upstate New York. Yeah, a little bit of juice. Now, you know, Dax and Jarts is going to get the start for the did I say his name backwards? I think I did. That's pretty good. Anyways, so Dart, the kid out of Ole Miss, the former Rebel, he'll get the start. He says he's not nervous. He's ready to take it in stride. Well, you know, the game is in Buffalo, and that's probably a good thing making his debut because even though it's preseason, there's a lot of pressure on the quarterback of the New York Football Giants, right? Steelers, Jags, Cowboys, Rams, you know, Titans with a rookie quarterback playing in Tampa, Chiefs, Cardinals, you know, not much there, Jets, Packers, Broncos, 49ers. So, you know, that's the first big week, right, of if you can have such a thing as a big week in preseason football. We're going to start seeing, you know, some questions answered. And I think, you know, that's what the fan base wants to see, and certainly the coaching staff and the ownership groups and the front office staff, general managers, and the player personnel directors. You start to want to see how your draft went, how these guys are performing, how they're adjusting to the size, the agility, and the speed of the National Football League, because it's markedly different from what they're accustomed to. And it's a period of adjustment. It's a period of development. And that's why oftentimes that guy you take in the fourth, fifth, or sixth round makes it, and that much ballyhooed top two or top three round draft pick doesn't work out. It's just the way it goes. It's a really, really inexact science. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back here on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
We are Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Thanks for taking time out of your busy life to tune in and share with us as we kind of dissect the world of sports. I'm going to save the WNBA sex toy chicanery and shenanigans just for a parting shot, the final two and a half minutes. I don't want to belabor the point, but it's just, you know, there's this copycat monkey see monkey do shenanigans is just outright stupid. I'll say this and then I'll move on to baseball. I will just say this, you know, how embarrassing is to see adults thinking it's funny, you know, and in the meantime, you got youth groups that go to, you know, WNBA does a great job with their community outreach. They give inner city kids a lot of free ducats, a lot of free tickets. And, you know, the idiot in Phoenix, and then, you know, we had copycats, I believe, in Chicago, Atlanta, a few other. It's just, you know, it's disgusting, and it's just stupid. And, you know, unfortunately, it gets publicity because the 18-year-old kid in Phoenix ends up, you know, getting charged, and rightfully so, I guess. But it's unfortunate. But I'll just have a few closing thoughts on that. Baseball-wise, of course, you got your, you know, your pretty much garden variety, you know, tepid Thursday. I mean, White Sox, Mariners going into the late innings tied up. And, you know, that Seattle team, you know, I heard J.P. Sharp the other day picked the Mariners to get to the series. And I mean, that shocked me a little bit. But then I started to crunch the numbers here a little bit and look at them. And the pitching might be there. The bullpen is certainly solid. They've got some great pop in the lineup. So, you know, I was like, whoa. Really, the Mariners. Good job out of you, right? So we shall see. But anyways, but once you move away from, you know, the Reds, Pirates, Marlins, Braves, the weekend, I love it in August. I really do. Now, I know football starts in college football. You get week zero and everything starts to roll along. But I do like it, you know, and it's one thing. It's funny how our culture, our sports culture and our sports fandom – and how television handles it. But once the NFL starts, right, what is baseball on television reduced to other than the continuance, obviously, of games in local markets and even the national games, so on and so forth? But, you know, the scores are reduced to the crawl. You know, seriously, you sit there on a Sunday, you're watching football, and they pop up all the scores, and then you start to get your fantasy stats after the first quarter. But then you get baseball is really reduced to the crawl. And I mean that running tally at the bottom of your screen. It's, you know, and then obviously that's going to take hold in September as we set down for the pennant races. But this weekend here, as we roll into our first full weekend of August, or would it be the second? I think it's the second weekend in August. Doesn't matter. I'm splitting hairs. I love it. I mean, I've kind of pumped it on a sports in 60. I think Boston, San Diego, of course, it's interleague, but this is huge. And Pivetta and Bueller are going to start it off on Friday night. I think, you know, this is going to be a very defining moment. And it's not only the matchup, the three straight against each other, of course, but then you got the Red Sox going to go to Houston. And the Astros were scuffling big time. But they team is not going to stay down long. So as hot as the Red Sox are and were, they got cooled off on Wednesday night, losing 7-3 in the getaway day game against the Royals. But that's a big series, and Pivetta is one of their own. I mean, Pivetta has put up great numbers this year. He's going for his 12th win on Friday night against only three defeats. He's been very good. That Padre team is fun to watch. And they've you know, snuck out a couple of hard fought victories, one in particular, which I dipped into the other night against Arizona. So we shall see. So that shapes up as a big weekend series. And then I think you have to really go, and what is in the water in New York? Not only are the Yankees, and they finally carved out a win down in the Metroplex 3-2 over the Texas Rangers on Wednesday night, but listen, the Yankees, their foibles and their struggles have been extremely well documented, and they just, it was interesting to see them win a low scoring game. I mean, the Yankees, but during this precipitous slide, I mean, they had losses where they lost 13-12, blowing a one-run lead late against the Marlins. They got swept first time ever from the Marlins. They struggled against Tampa. You know, Tampa came into their house. The Yankees just were getting decent enough pitching, but they weren't hitting the baseball. We're not hitting it, and their defense had let them down, almost hard to fathom. And then the Jazz Chisholm base running, expose that was on full display. That drew the ire of skipper Brett Boone. Did I say Brett Boone? Yeah. Aaron Boone. Interesting. They were just so disjointed with just the basic fundamentals of baseball. And now you've got the Mets, who were enjoying the spotlight. They're winning. They're playing great baseball. They had a nice homestand. They nearly got no hit the other night. Soto spoiled it in the ninth with a home run. But the Mets and got, I thought, decent pickups. I mean, they didn't set the world on fire at the July 31st trade deadline. But owner Steve Cohen gave the green light to David Stearns, and the Mets, they plugged a few holes and got the back end of their pitching staff, the bullpen, fortified here a little bit. And all of a sudden, the Mets have now, and listen, it's not getting easier. They're going to Milwaukee. Milwaukee is extremely talented team, and I think very, very likely to give the Mets potentially a little more grease on their slide. So I don't get it with New York, Gotham. The Mets and Yankees both in a big-time funk. So that's got to get a lot of our attention, I think, over the weekend, is to see how they fare. And then you got the Cubs and Cardinals. And, of course, the Cardinals are, been just – consistently inconsistent, and the Cubs are delighting their baseball fans. Boyd's going to get their first he's going to get the first crack at the Cardinals in St. Louis. He's 11-4 this year. Very nice, tidy ERA. Kids come out of nowhere for the most part. Matthew Boyd, 2.34 ERA. Seattle will get home. Are they home today? Let me see. Seattle is home. So their homestand continues. Here comes Tampa. Tampa has essentially played themselves out of any real serious playoff consideration. It's just not going to happen for Tampa. And we were all getting lathered at the time, 2-3 weeks ago when things were looking better for the Rays. How are they going to host, postseason games at Legends Field, the spring training home of the Yankees and home of the minor league, Tampa team, how are they ever going to do that? Well, how are they going to do it? They're not going to have to worry about it, right? And this is one where if you have tickets, good luck. You could probably leave 4 tickets on someone's windshield and they wouldn't use them, but the Rockies against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I do want to spend a second on Colorado. My Lord. Did you see the numbers that the Blue Jays put up? I mean, we talk about, hey, could college teams compete against Major League Baseball teams? Of course not. Could AAA teams? Yeah, maybe. Would the best AAA team, could win a series against a Major League team? Yeah, if all the pieces fell properly, sure. But for the most part, no. Colorado Rockies, folks, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I look at these scores. Okay, so Wednesday night, you ready for this? Wednesday night, 20-1. You heard me correctly. 20-1. You ready for this line score? 20 runs, 24 hits, 2 errors. Colorado, 1 run, 3 hits, no errors. It was a 1-0 game, Colorado going to the top of the third. 3 out of Toronto in the top of the third. three out of Toronto top five, four top six. So now you're at 10-1. And then in the eighth inning, it is two more runs to make it 12. And then they put up an eight spot in the ninth, top half. Out at not at home, obviously out at Coors Field. 20 runs, 24 hits, two errors. Ouch. Bad. What was it the night before that? Let me see. You ready for this one? 10-4. Double digits. So 30 runs, and then the one before that was 15-1. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, Colorado is not even bad. Not even horrible. They're putrid. I mean, they're absolutely putrid. I mean, it's just and let's just check the standings. I hate to say it, but I mean, the Mets of what year was it? The Mets in 64? No, I'd have to look it up. Getting old. All right, you ready for this? Right now, the Colorado Rockies are 30-84. They're playing at a 263 winning percentage. Okay. They are 35.5 out of the division, 32.5 out of the wild card. They right now, so the Rockies are at 114 games. So they've got 64 and 14 would be 50. They roughly have what, mid-40s in terms of games. They're probably going to win 10 more, so they're going to win 40 games, 41, 42 games. Think about that. I mean, we've seen 120 loss season before, so we get that. But my God, and not only is it bad just in terms of record, just these results, I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, back to the instead of the skullduggery of bad baseball teams. Like I said, I think this weekend sets up really, really well with, like I say, Astros, Yankees. You know, the Tigers are another team we've seen. I mean, I don't know what it is. You know, some of these teams that were – I guess what it is, it's the length of the season. I mean, it's a long season, but Detroit has really – and they still had such a big lead, so there's no panic there. I mean, you got to take a look at Cleveland, who is just rolling right now after having gone into Citi Field in New York against the Mets and do what they did. The Royals have gone the other way. They're below 500. We already told you about the Mets and Brewers, and I'll tell you, that's a big series for both, but a real big series for the Mets to try to right their ship here a little bit. I mean, they really are. And then how about this out west? And if I could be anywhere, it would be San Diego for Red Sox Padres just because of my homerism towards the Red Sox. But Dodgers Blue Jays stacks up to be really, really good. I mean, it really is. I mean, interleague, again, just much like the Red Sox and Padres. But you're going to get Scherzer against Kershaw, and Kershaw obviously is pitching out the string. That'll come up on Friday night. Then we head to the weekend. You're going to see Bassett against Snell, and Blake Snell obviously has spent a ton of time injured, so he's getting thrown right into it, which is good because, you know, it's only August, and, you know, as much as these games are important, they all count, but the fact of the matter is he's got some time to right the ship here a little bit. And then on Sunday, let's see if they've announced the starters. Yeah, Lauer against Yamamoto, and Lauer's been excellent. 7-2 with a 2.59. That's a pretty big. That's a nice weekend, folks. Those are, I mean, to have five or six series of that importance is pretty darn good. All right, we'll come back. Closing thoughts on the WNBA nuttery and the idiots who threw sex toys on the court. And I can only imagine fathers and mothers covering the eyes of their kids. Just totally unnecessary. Anyways. Closing thoughts on that coming up here. We'll wrap it up with Dom, and he heads for a nice weekend. We come back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. the COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, talking the world of sports of the Chicago beginnings. Boy, there's something else, huh? They're still touring. They're still touring. They're still packing people, bellying their way through the turnstiles. All right, so the Arizona guy is 18 years old. He gets arrested for throwing the sex toy on the court. Phoenix Mercury, Connecticut Sun, and then threw it towards seats in front of him, striking a spectator in the back. I mean, just... You know, and Dom, you're free to answer if you want to, but I asked Dom off the air, you know, would he have a problem saying something to the guy sitting next to him if he had a, you know, whipped out a sex toy and threw it on the court? And Dom said, yeah, he would say something. I would too. I really would. I'd say, you know what, dude, you know, get a checkup from the neck up, would you? I'll even pay for it. You're an idiot. You know, there's no place for that. So good job. Good job out of Maricopa County for going after this guy. Atlanta, Los Angeles and Chicago, WNBA fans, you know, dream fans, you're a nightmare. Spark fans, you're diffused. And Chicago Sky, you know, hell on earth. I mean, there's no place for those fans. Throw them out. It's disgusting. It's, you know, it's a family. I'll tell you, I've been to games in Chicago. I've been to games in New York. Maybe one other place. Oh, Mohican Sun with Caitlin and the, going to none of that stuff. Great fan bases. Connecticut Sun fans, I'll tell you. And it's in a casino, which, you know, sometimes brings a little untoward element to the fan base. Some would say, I don't say that, but some people do. There's gamblers and there's drinkers and there's gamblers and drinkers everywhere, you know. Just because people make bad choices like yours truly doesn't mean that fans can't do a healthy amount of imbibing in, on both gaming and alcohol. But you know what? Sex toys, that's way across the line. Dominic, thank you so much for your help this week. You are a good man. You are a mensch. a very good guy. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for more sports talk overnight and around the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your weekend as we take a Friday and kick back. Adios.